Yeah, now this, the mission, you understand what I mean here? You'd have said, if you had any brains at all, you'd say, hey, let's get the hell out of here, huh? But you're so trained with do the mission. Your orders were to do, and nothing had come up yet to stop you. I mean, you hadn't stopped. And so go across this opening. So we start across. We get about halfway across the opening, and small arms fire. I hit the ground, and I'm thinking, and I can see some firing. I can see them. I can see them firing at us. Okay, not see them. I can see the flash of the guns, firing. And I thought, oh my God, now what? Pinned down. And I think, now what do I do now? What happens now? And I figure, well, I get a hopeless kind of thing. I don't know. There, and who shows up but Jim Berger, company commander. That was his job. We were held up.
Were there any men that got hit while that was
happening? No, nobody was hit yet.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't know where we are. We don't know where they are. Okay? Black. And Jim comes, and I'm thinking, you know, we're at it. And Jim shows up and says, I think what we better do, Lud, is pull back. We get out of this clearing back into concealment until daylight breaks, and then we'll know better what to do. Now we're back of the lines. We're behind the we didn't know it at the time, but it was the 6th German parachute outfit, and they were pretty good soldiers. They weren't giving way the way lots of them did, and so we pulled back to that point. And then when daylight broke, with intensive fire, and Jim said, okay, we're going to get out of here. We're going back. And you cover the withdrawal. So we stayed, and we fired, and then, okay, got the squad, went back. And then we put up another line, and that squad moved back with firing. And a guy comes up, and he said, Lieutenant, where's that sergeant? From the engineers. Captain Berger has been in the minefield, and he's been hurt. And I look around, and that sergeant had stayed with me. Now, I neglected to tell you that I told the sergeant that, hey, when we go through that minefield, you stick with me. No matter where I go, you stay with me. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, I want to be able to get out of this goddamn minefield. And as far as I know, he's the only one that knows how to do this, right? And damn if he didn't. He stayed with me all that time. And look, there he is. I said, well, you go ahead with this guy. And they went down and got the mines out, got Berger out of there.